KVOE.com/at work. KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Live, win free pizza and local. KVOE, live and local. 1400 AM, 96.9 FM presents In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael.
You have got that right. Welcome once again to In the Garden on KVOE. Ron Thomas hosting. Travis Carmichael with us. Travis, the horticultural and community development extension agent for K-State Research and Extension, Lyon County on West Highway 50. In the Garden every Thursday morning. Your phone calls, your questions are welcome, and our program is being brought to you by Waters Hardware. Now save up to $120 after rebate on Husqvarna chainsaws and trimmers. Good timing there, also by the Emporia Farmers Market. Join them at Waters Hardware the first and third Saturdays for indoor markets through April. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate. For all of your real estate needs, buying or selling, contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate. Also by Grove Gardens for the best selection of plants, pottery, and produce. Head to Grove Gardens, 401 West Main in Council Grove. They have a lot of great stuff. That's Grove Gardens in Council Grove. By Fowler's Flowers and Garden Center, opening soon for the 2025 season at 801 West 6. Stay tuned for opening day details at Fowler's Flowers Garden Center. And by Jeff and Bray Williams of RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Don't wait. Spring into action and make your move with Jeff and Bray at RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. It is 11:07, and this is In the Garden, and he is Travis Carmichael, Lyon County Extension horticulturalist. Travis, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Ron?
Doing good, my friend. Travis with us via the phone here this morning, and Travis can get it done from anywhere. So we, of course, appreciate Travis's time and joining us on a weekly basis here at KVOE. So how are things going?
Things are going really good. The weather's starting to straighten up. I know we had a last blast of winter yesterday, but from the looks of it, it looks like it's going to start to kind of level out here over the next week, so everyone's spring fever should be able to kick into full gear, I would say.
Well, yeah, and we're coming off that really nasty day last Friday, and as you mentioned, we had kind of a rugged day, but not quite as bad as last Friday yesterday with the winds and such. But Travis, today is the first day of spring. We officially ventured into the spring equinox at 4:01 this morning, so winter's officially over.
Yay, I am so excited. I've been waiting for spring, so I think as everyone else has. So the only thing now we can pray for is that we get some much needed rain to help kind of alleviate any of the abnormally dry and drought conditions that are there. And, you know, basically we're just also, you know, if we've had any damage from the winds over the last week or so, you know, just be cautious on how we're picking those things up. You know, if you don't feel comfortable cutting on something, if you had big portions of a tree come down, contact the professionals to come out and assist with that. We don't want anyone getting hurt on cutting on those, especially if there's a lot of tension that you don't see. They can spring back and hurt you. So don't be afraid to contact the professionals to assist, especially if it's a fairly good-sized portion of the tree that came down in the winds.
Yeah, you mentioned, and you bring up a good point, safety is a big factor there, but also getting the tree trimmed properly, too, that's something to really look at, too, isn't it?
It is, because a lot of times you don't think about it. You know, if we've been out messing around, pruning on the trees ourselves, sometimes if we're not watching or being cautious, what we feel is the correct cuts over time could end up actually harming the tree by adding extra stress to certain portions. So, yes, having the trained professionals out to assist or to do the proper pruning will help with the overall structure of the tree in the end.
This is In the Garden with Travis Carmichael and Ron Thomas here. 342-5863, 342-KVOE. Your questions welcome. If you have anything you'd like to put in front of Travis this morning, please feel free to join us in the garden again. 342-5863. Topic number one today, Travis, proper timing of crabgrass preventers.
Yes, we're getting within that window, and it could show up a little early this year since, you know, we've had some 70, 80 degree days, you know, mixed in, but we're getting within that window depending on the products we're going to use. Now, generally, depending on how early spring comes for us, you know, around the first part of May is generally when the crabgrass starts to germinate. If we really want to get really down to be scientific on it, we could, as we mentioned before in one of the previous episodes of In the Garden, where I talked about the K-State Mesonet, that network of weather stations across the state.
Okay,
we
yeah.
can log in there and also check the soil temperature to see where it's at. Because once the soil temps are more consistently around that 55 degrees, and that's at the 2-inch mark, not the deeper sub-temperatures, but around that 2-inch mark, that's when crabgrass is going to start germinating. So we can kind of be watching that to help gauge us. You've also always heard me say to watch for when the red buds across town start to bloom, because that can be an indicator plant as well. And you kind of want to, you know, if you're starting to notice things are budding out, like on the red buds, check it all over town, not just your yard if you have one, or your neighbor's yard, because you could have a slight microclimate. So you want to kind of take a grand scheme of the whole area,
okay,
per se, to make sure we're kind of within the correct window. Otherwise, you could be putting it down a little too early, and so we're kind of then at that point wasting your time and money by using the products. But just as kind of to hit on Revamp, because we talk about this one every year because it tends to be one of our biggest problems in our lawns. You know, the preventers do just that. They're not going to kill the seed. They stop it from emerging out of the soil, hence the name pre-emergent. The seed still germinates, but then it pulls in the chemical, and then it causes the young seedling to die. So that's also why it doesn't know if it's your tall fescue that you just put out there and seeded, or other seeds that are around. This product can't differentiate between crabgrass and other seeds. So you want to make sure this isn't going to end up in a garden plot or a bed, flower bed that you've put some seeds down,
okay,
because this is also going to stop those items from emerging and growing as well. Drop dead date tends to be around April 15th for most of our products to go down, but also, as I mentioned, you know, if those red buds start blooming prior to that, that's kind of now we're in the realm to make sure we have it down so it gets good coverage. There's all sorts of products on the market. Some of them are more long-term, so there's more of that buffer for air in there. There's also then the short-term products that have very quick turnaround. More of the season-long coverage will be like products that we contain Barricade in them. That's like the Howard Johnson Crabgrass Plus, Pennington Pro ProCare Crabgrass Preventer, or it contains Dimension as another product, and you can find that in the high-yield turf and ornamental weed and grass stopper. Those will last more season-long, so it's going to be something you put down once, it creates a decent barrier. Caveat is, no matter what you use, if we have, say, an extremely wet spring with a lot of rain, that longevity is going to go down. It won't make it all the way to the end of the season because water washes it away, or it pushes it so far down that those seedlings aren't going to be able to pull in the chemicals. So then you're going to have to reapply no matter what you use. If you're wanting something, then that's just kind of a quick put down. You may have to reapply after 8 weeks. Then you can use products that contain pendimethalin in them. That's in the Scott's Holtz products, or it may also be called Team. You can find that in the high-yield crabgrass control. Those products, though, don't have the season-long 8 weeks short turnaround. Definitely, for sure, if you got a big rain event, you're going to reapply. That way you are always having that coverage. So it's really up to the individual. A lot of folks do like the season-long because most of the time it's one and done for this growing season. And that, and then they don't have to think about it. and that's kind of my way of handling different products as well. If I can put it down and get through that good coverage, knowing it's going to happen here in the next, you know, month and a half, we'll be good, and then we can move on from there. So just keep all that in mind. Be watching for the red beds. Use that resource through K-State and then our and that with the mesonet to be checking those temps. Remember, around 55 degrees constant is when it will start to germinate.
All right, and we have not. I have not seen any red buds budding as of today. Anyway, I've got a number in my yard, but nothing's happening yet.
No, I haven't seen any either, but you know, be on the lookout. Who knows?
We got
with the way the weather's gone, it's hard to say.
Yeah, we've got a stretch of nice weather that's going to be coming up. 58 today, 66 tomorrow, then 69 Saturday, and 64 on Sunday. So plenty of sunshine. And, but as Travis alluded to, we want to keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully we can get some precipitation in this forecast to give us some much-needed rainfall. Well, topic number one, crabgrass preventer. Stay tuned. We're back with more of In the Garden with Travis Carmichael after this break.
You can feel spring in the air, and Grove Gardens is open to help you bring color back to your life. Grove Gardens carries an unrivaled selection of plants, pottery, and produce, all nestled in the beautiful Flint Hills and Council Grove. Stay up to date on the latest offerings of locally grown plants, tropicals, houseplants, produce, and workshops by following their Facebook page, Grove Gardens, 401 West Main in Council Grove. Decorate your life with color.
Emporia Farmers Market is looking forward to a great year of markets. We're coming off our best year of sales in more than 15 years, and we look forward to providing the same great service and community experience as we prepare for our 43rd outdoor season. You can expect to find the freshest produce in town, delicious baked goods, fresh eggs, local honey, herbs, frozen meats, flowers, jewelry, and other crafts. The Emporia Farmers Market is a year-round market, so find us indoors at Waters Hardware on the first and third Saturdays each month through April, then downtown starting every Saturday in May. With the friendliest vendors around, shop local at the Emporia Farmers Market.
Spring is the perfect time for fresh beginnings, like buying or selling your home. Whether you're searching for your dream home or looking to sell, Jeff Williams and Bree from RE/MAX Eck Real Estate are ready to help you every step of the way. With their local expertise and commitment to finding the best deal, Jeff and Bree make the process easy and stress-free. Call Jeff and Bree today at 620-341-7653. Don't wait. Spring into action and make your move with Jeff and Bree at RE/MAX Eck Real Estate.
The Spring Fever Sale is happening now at Waters Hardware. For the best-looking lawn, use the Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program, and now you can save up to $60 with Best Rewards Instant Rebate. You'll save $100 on the Greenworks 21-inch battery push mower, and find TriStar Kansas City and Premium Scott's Grass Seeds all on sale. Call now to reserve your lawn and garden equipment rental for the weekend. And for expert service, see them at Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Fowler's Flowers Garden Center will be opening soon, offering a huge selection of bedding plants, perennials, vegetables, herbs, planters, and vibrant hanging baskets. Shoppers will find 3 cubic foot bags of Fertilome potting soil at the absolute best price in town. A knowledgeable horticulturist will be available to provide expert advice and help gardens thrive. Credit, debit, and checks accepted, but cash is preferred. Make Fowler's Flowers at 801 West 6th your first stop this season. You'll be glad you did.
professionalism, expertise, and experience. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate is ready to help you with the spring and summer housing market. Whether it's buying or selling, may your walls know joy, may every room hold laughter, and every window open to great possibility. Let Judy Turner at Farm and Home Real Estate help you find that perfect home and sell your existing home. Contact Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate at 620-344-6165.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 1121 and you are tuned into In the Garden here at KBOE Live and Local.
In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. KBOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
It is 1121, and this is In the Garden, KVOE Live and Local. Ron Thomas hosting, Travis Carmichael, Horticulture and Community Development Extension Agent, K-State Research and Extension, Lyon County, out there on West Highway 50. Of course, Travis with us every Thursday morning for In the Garden. 342-5863-342-KVOE is our number. Got any questions? Travis is here to answer them up for you. 342-5863 is our number. Well, we talked about timing of crabgrass preventers here as we enter into spring. The first day of spring is today. Lawn substitutes. Travis, what do we got going there?
Yes. So, you know, we talk about our lawns quite a bit on the show, and, you know, we've all been trained that that beautiful, lush green yard is what everyone should have as their lawn. But there are also in things we can do differently if, one, we're tired of taking care of that lawn, or it's just a difficult area we can't get to grow. And sometimes that can be areas that might be heavily shaded, or it's just the ground is just not suitable for grass growth, which in kind of the Lyon County area, we do run into issues with that, especially some of the spots that are more heavily clay-based soils. They get so tight and compacted that it's just hard to get grass and sometimes other plants to grow. So we can think of doing some different alternatives. And a lot of times those can be in the form of just a different ground cover instead of grass. Nice thing is with some of these that I'm going to list, they are more flower-based, so you wouldn't be doing a lot of mowing or cutting back. It would just be keeping it cleaned out of any leaves that may collect in there and that, but you wouldn't be mowing it a couple times a week or whatnot. So you would just have it there for that enjoyment. So some of those, you know, more ground cover things could be like Japanese spurge, which is also known as Pachysandra, also vinca vine or periwinkle. That will also get like a little purple flower on it throughout the growing season as well. So there's different things you can use in those areas. Another thought process to go through is as we start to kind of look at what we're seeing nationwide as a whole with some of our different insects, and that here over the last month or so, more information has been coming out and news releases about the monarch butterfly and that how more endangered it's getting. So also think about if you're wanting to do something different with your lawn, put in pollinator type plantings or a pollinator lawn. So you'll have some areas of turf or grass, but then you have mixed in more of those nectar and pollinator type plants that will invite butterflies as well as our native bees in, give them food, give them places to lay their eggs for their young. And basically what you do, you kind of help create a little bio area for those insects to reproduce and to continue on. And that's really becoming a bigger push in the horticulture industry and for the conservation side of things too in general, bringing in also plants that are considered native and incorporating them in with our existing plants, or if you're having to put in all new plants, incorporating them with anything else that you are purchasing to help kind of boost those ecosystems back up. Now, I know I mentioned the word insect, and to some people are like, well, that means they're going to mow off everything, flower-wise and whatnot. Yes and no. Once we start building these areas that have native plants, that have then the other, what they call host plants, and those are also a lot of times natives, but those host plants are the plants that invite or intrigue, like the monarch butterflies, to stop and delay their young. So they're a food source, and then if it's considered a nectar plant, it's a plant they get food from. Once we start incorporating those more into our landscapes, if other insects are there, we also then start to bring in more of the predatory insects. So Mother Nature starts to then taking care of itself, if that makes any sense.
I'm with you.
You have the good and the bad insects will show up, and the good insects are going to eat the bad ones for you. So then you're ultimately using less chemicals or have to worry about spraying all the time, because you're kind of bringing that balance back. So if you're kind of tired of grass areas, or you have that spot that you can't get the grass to grow, you don't know what to do, consider looking into changing it up, putting in some of the more native plants, kind of catering more towards the insect side of things, and doing that. Yes, it's not going to be that manicured landscape look, but it can be done well enough that it will be aesthetically pleasing to you, the neighbors, and of course it then serves a dual purpose by giving you the beauty of the flowers, but also it's now a food source for the monarchs and our native bees, and helps everything kind of live and work together in our world today.
Yeah, you can really help nature out, but I think Travis also hit on a point there. You have to make sure that, you know, you're just not letting this go wild, so you're going to have some mad neighbors out there bringing property values down if things don't look very good and are unkept, right?
Correct. Yeah. The biggest thing, anytime you plant native perennials and even a perennial bed like we're talking about, the ultimate goal is you want it to get to a point where it's dense enough that you don't have to do a lot of extra mulching and weeding. But that's going to be a few years down the road. It's not going to be something that happens overnight. So, you're going to be planting these. You're going to have space in between everything, but you're going to still have to weed and do some mulching at first until they start to grow together. You just don't plant it and let it go, for lack of a better term, wild, because then you will cause the neighbors to fuss and stir over your choice of landscaping. But, there will be some upfront maintenance, but then as things really take off and start to grow, then it will be reduced maintenance for you in the future.
So are the planting options good, or are there a lot of things to choose from, Travis?
Yes, the lists are quite long.
Okay.
And we're getting better resources for that as well, through that I can get access to hand out as well. So, if you're wondering what plants you can put in, give me a call. I can tell you which websites to go to. We have a great resource that a fellow extension agent in Douglas County, the Lawrence area, has put together on native plants, and she tells you where it can be used. So if it takes full sun, shade, if it's more for wet conditions, dry conditions, we can get you all that information. We can also pull out and tell you what is considered a host plant and what's a nectar type plant for like the monarchs and that. So we can get a lot of different resources now, and those lists are getting more robust all the time.
I'm sure this is a topic we can probably touch on again down the road. It sounds like
you betcha.
Yeah, a lot to choose from there. This is In the Garden. Travis Carmichael is here. 342-5863, 342-KVOE. If you have any questions, Travis is here to handle them. So again, give us a call, 342-5863. We're back with more of In the Garden right after this. Professionalism, expertise, and experience. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate is ready to help you with a spring and summer housing market. Whether it's buying or selling, may your walls know joy, may every room hold laughter, and every window open to great possibility. Let Judy Turner at Farm and Home Real Estate help you find that perfect home and sell your existing home. Contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 620-344-6165.
You can feel spring in the air, and Grove Gardens is open to help you bring color back to your life. Grove Gardens carries an unrivaled selection of plants, pottery, and produce, all nestled in the beautiful Flint Hills in Council Grove. Stay up to date on the latest offerings of locally grown plants, tropicals, houseplants, produce, and workshops by following their Facebook page, Grove Gardens, 401 West Main in Council Grove. Decorate your life with color.
Emporia Farmers Market is looking forward to a great year of markets. We're coming off our best year of sales in more than 15 years, and we look forward to providing the same great service and community experience as we prepare for our 43rd outdoor season. You can expect to find the freshest produce in town, delicious baked goods, fresh eggs, local honey, herbs, frozen meats, flowers, jewelry, and other crafts. The Emporia Farmers Market is a year-round market, so find us indoors at Waters Hardware on the first and third Saturdays each month through April, then downtown starting every Saturday in May. With the friendliest vendors around, shop local at the Emporia Farmers Market.
Fowler's Flowers Garden Center will be opening soon, offering a huge selection of bedding plants, perennials, vegetables, herbs, planters, and vibrant hanging baskets. Shoppers will find 3 cubic foot bags of Fertilome potting soil at the absolute best price in town. A knowledgeable horticulturist will be available to provide expert advice and help gardens thrive. Credit, debit, and checks accepted, but cash is preferred. Make Fowler's Flowers at 801 West 6th your first stop this season. You'll be glad you did.
The Spring Fever Sale is happening now at Waters Hardware. For the best-looking lawn, use the Scotts Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. And now you can save up to $60 with Best Rewards Instant Rebate. You'll save $100 on the Greenworks 21-inch battery push mower. And find TriStar Kansas City and Premium Scotts Grass Seeds all on sale. Call now to reserve your lawn and garden equipment rental for the weekend. And for expert service, see them at Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Spring is the perfect time for fresh beginnings, like buying or selling your home. Whether you're searching for your dream home or looking to sell, Jeff Williams and Bree from RE/MAX Eck Real Estate are ready to help you every step of the way. With their local expertise and commitment to finding the best deal, Jeff and Bree make the process easy and stress-free. Call Jeff and Bree today at 620-341-7653. Don't wait. Spring into action and make your move with Jeff and Bree at RE/MAX Eck Real Estate.
Find a bargain or cut a deal. Garage sale listings at garage sale prices. Find out all the details at kvoe.com/garage sale. In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local.
Welcome back to In the Garden. KVOE, AM 1400, 96.9 FM. 342-5863, 342-KVOE is our number. Yeah, jump on in. It's feeling good here, springtime. Travis Carmichael, a horticulture and community development extension agent, K-State Research and Extension, is here every Thursday to answer your questions in the garden. And we covered a couple of topics here this morning, crabgrass preventers, the proper timing there, lawn substitutes, last segment, and now we want to delve into maybe some best practices for lawn maintenance, Travis.
Yeah, we kind of have a theme today about our lawns. Yeah. So. But yes, some just general best practices to help maintain our lawns for those of us who want to make sure that we're keeping it in the best condition we can. And also, by following certain things we do, over time, it will help reduce the amount of other inputs that have to be put into the lawn. So the use of additional chemicals for weed control and some additional fertilizer. So all this will help with some of those other maintenance fees. We can see when it starts to get to that declining side of things. So, of course, the biggest one that we talk about every year, all the time, even during the off-season when folks come into the office, is the optimum mowing height for our turf. So for most of us who have tall fescue, around 3-3.5 inches is the optimum height for turf grass, or for that tall fescue. Some folks like to mow shorter at 2-2.5, because in their mind, then they can let it grow taller before they mow. That's not always the case. When you do that, you end up harming the plant by taking too much leaf surface off. Our grass, the depth of the roots are in kind of some correlation to how much leaf blade there is on top. So if you want more drought tolerance, the taller you want it to grow. Also, the general rule is for timing of mowing, instead of having a set schedule like you mow every Monday, is we let it grow until grow past that height that we mow it, to where when we mow, we're taking a third of the blade off and leaving two-thirds left. So if you think about that, when you're mowing at 2-2.5 inches, that's not a lot of growth before you have to go out and mow, versus if you're leaving it at 3-3.5 inches, a third is much more. So you actually should be mowing more when you're keeping it shorter than you are at the taller height. I know for some folks that's a hard concept.
Yeah, that's a bit difficult to swallow there, yeah.
It is. But yes, when you think about taking only a third off at 2 inches, a third is, you know, not a lot. So you're going to be mowing every 2-3 days, depending on, you know, on our growing season. Now, I know for some of us who mow at 3-3.5 inches, there's some parts of the year we could mow almost every day because the grass is going gangbusters. We've had the moisture. It's optimum temp. It's happy. So, you know, keep that in mind, because that really, that height, one, helps with shading the soil. So we reduce the likelihood of weed seeds from germinating. So keeping it taller helps with that. It also then helps with drought tolerance as we get into the summer months. The other thing is to make sure those lawnmower blades are always as sharp as we can keep them. Yeah. Lawnmower blades should be resharpened generally about every 10 hours of use, which for some of us with bigger lawns, that's not very long in between sharpenings, but we want a nice clean cut when we mow. If you get a grayish tinge a couple days after you've mowed, that means the leaf blades have been torn instead of cut.
Okay.
That tearing allows disease and insects into our turf. So it's kind of like us. We heal faster from a nice clean cut than we do from jagged, not so clean cut. So grass is the same way. That tip of that leaf blade will heal much faster if it's been a good clean cut instead of ripped off of the tips. And then the other thing on just kind of the mowing aspect of it is make sure you change which way you mow each time. Don't mow in the same direction every time. You cause compaction by doing that. And then also when you do change, it becomes pretty rough. And that previous owners of our property, you can tell they did like to mow in one direction. So when we moved in and I started mowing the different pathways and changing it up, they're still after 2.5 years, there are directions that are extremely rough because of the compaction that has happened from constantly going the same direction. Now, if you're someone who waters your turf, as we move into the irrigation on our tall fescue, it does like roughly around 1 inch of water per week. Make sure you're doing that in either the early morning hours or morning time, and not any overnight waterings. As we start to move into summer, if we do nighttime waterings going into like after that midnight 1 o'clock hour wet, we have a higher risk for disease to develop, okay. Especially brown patch and summer spot can show up more prevalent when you go into that time frame fairly wet. Now, I know sometimes that's hard to actually deal with because our humidity just keeps the grass damp all day, but if we can try to reduce the amount of watering we've done during the day, that's even will help with that. So, you know, watering 5-6 o'clock in the morning is more of a preference than that going too late, or sometimes you can go too early. I've had some folks call okay. where they start watering at 3 a.m., and I recommend pushing that off a little bit later, closer to that 5-6 o'clock time frame, because you're still, you know, it still can be cool during that time frame, and that wetness for some of those summertime diseases, that's what it's looking for to start to grow. And then the other biggest thing is we get asked on the fertilizing. Our tall fescue lawns should really only be fertilized in the fall, that September, November mm-hmm. Time frame. The only time I tell folks to fertilize in the spring is if they're going to irrigate their lawns all summer long. Then you could go ahead and fertilize here in May. But otherwise, try to hold off from doing any fertilizing in the spring if you don't irrigate. I do realize, though, if you're putting down some of those pre-emergents, it's okay. There is some fertilizer there. It's not very much. It's a very light dose of fertilizer, but they're using that fertilizer to help carry the pre-emergent. It's a carrier agent in the mix instead of using other type of carriers. So besides that, try not to fertilize if you're not irrigating all summer. And those are really kind of the best practices to help you have the best lawn you can. I challenge folks, if you have been mowing your lawns short and you've been having some major weed issues, I challenge you to try mowing it at the three and a half inch height for a growing season and see what you notice next year. I think you will be surprised the difference you'll see within your turf.
Travis knows what he's talking about here. He does. So, yeah, some great tips as always. Travis is with us every Thursday morning for In the Garden, 342-5863. But if you have questions during the week, you know, Travis is out at the Extension office, 2632 West Highway 50. Call 341-3220, and Travis will take care of your questions. But he's here to field your questions on a weekly basis in the garden. Well, thanks, Travis. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Not a problem, Ron.
Yeah, we'll be talking to you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Travis Carmichael, Horticulture and Community Development Extension Agent, K-State Research and Extension, Lyon County on West Highway 50. Travis here every Thursday morning in the garden. Great information, great topics, and your questions answered as well. In the Garden, brought to you by Fowler's Flowers Garden Center, opening soon for the 2025 season at 801 West 6. Stay tuned for opening day details. By Jeff and Bree Williams, RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Don't wait. Spring into action. Make your move with Jeff and Bree at RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. And a program also brought to you by Grove Gardens in Council Grove, helping you decorate your life with all kinds of color. Head to Grove Gardens, 401 West Main in Council Grove. By Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate. For all of your real estate needs, buying or selling, contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 344-6165. Also by the Emporia Farmers Market, featuring the best of homegrown, homemade, and handmade since 1982. And by Waters Hardware. Don't have what you need for that big job? Well, Waters has it in their extensive rental department. Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50. Thanks to our sponsors, and thanks to Travis Carmichael for being here in the garden, KVOE, live and local. Sunshine, 44 degrees. Good morning. It's 11:45.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A directive could come today for the Education Department Secretary.